As we speak, Pope Benedict is attending a concert in his honor at the Apostolic Palace. The concert, which consists of music by Mozart, Mendelssohn, and Wolff, is being sponsored by the President of Germany, Horst Köhler. Pope Benedict held private talks earlier today with the president. According to a statement released by the Holy See Press Office, the two men spoke about the international situation, particularly developments in the Middle East. In addition, they discussed the need to promote a relationship of parity and a spirit of solidarity on the international level, and in a special way with the African continent. The statement also referred to discussions on the importance of a commitment for the education of young people and for dialogue among religions. Pope Benedict also met with a group of bishops from Germany who are in Rome on their ad limina visit. Catherine Smybert has this report.
The Holy Father began by noting how systematically precise his native church can be, but said that though it's important to have the organizational structures in place, bureaucracy should never take precedence over the active pronouncement of the gospel.
Verehrte liebe Herrn Kardinäle, liebe Mitbrüder im Bischofsamt, ich kann zwar nicht um die Hälfte kürzen.
Pope Benedict urged the bishops of his homeland to work together in tight collaboration, especially in the organization of charitable works. The Pope went on to underline the importance of youth ministry. He assured these church leaders that the young of today want the bishops to help redirect them in this increasingly secularized society. Pope Benedict then added some thoughts on marriage and the family. He instructed the bishops to assist all those today in their discernment to overcome their fears and to make that lasting commitment, because he said the building up of the family is the very foundation for all unity in society, including that among various denominations. In fact, the ecumenical engagement is vital, says the Pope, and should begin at a grassroots level. It only becomes visible and effective, though, when it doesn't get bogged down in exhaustive documents, but rather in the sharing of common values. I'm Catherine Smybert.